Move from a task-based to an achievement-based career. Now, what's the difference between task and results or achievement? The difference is that your results are the things that you did which made a positive impact and contribution to your employer's business. The skills and the knowledge and the actual tasks you need to perform your everyday work duties don't count. Now, most people, when they ask for a pay rise, they're really focused on their task base, their day-to-day duties. But the truth of the matter is, no one cares. People are interested in achievements, in results. And if you don't focus on that, your potential for pay rises is much less. Even when you look for jobs elsewhere, you know, new companies are not interested in what you do. They already know what you do. As an accountant, they can kind of perceive like, this is what an accountant does. You don't need to outline it. But they are interested in your achievements. Did you help to save costs? Did you start a new project? Did you pass the audit? Like, how can you turn your task, your day-to-day, into results and into achievements? Now, when you update your CV, you really have to avoid these task-based items. And here's what they usually start with. They start with something like, I assisted with, I planned, I was responsible for, I performed, I've done, I helped with, I started, I closed, I maintained. It's all day-to-day tasks and it's not going to get a pay rise. So what do? You have to turn them into your achievements. Now, the most powerful achievements are those that you can quantify and qualify. So make sure that you use like numbers or percentages wherever possible. Let's look at this. Let's say someone writes, I helped my company to save costs. Another person said, I saved £10,000 in annual consulting fees. Which one do you feel is more credible? Obviously that one, right? Or maybe you say, I increased profit margins, or I helped to increase the profit margin of my company by 10%. The more numbers you use, the more specific it is, and the more credibility it gives you as well. Now, again, most people, they're so focused on working hard and doing, but that's not gonna give you a pay rise. You know, you go to your manager and you say, oh, I worked so hard, I did all of this. Yeah, duh, it's expected in your job description. But you really need to get above and beyond, like do extra things, achieve things that are outside of your job description. You see, you already get paid according to your job description, and you're not gonna get pay rises if you don't achieve anything in addition to that. Now, here's some other examples that you can use in your CV or things that you can really look at like day to day that will help you build that achievement and result-based career. Some examples are 10% under budget, money that you raise for charity, like I raised £2,000 for XYZ charity, a problem that you helped to solve, a challenge that you helped to solve, you won XYZ award, you developed an idea or you started a project, you negotiated a contract, you increased press coverage, you increase traffic or social media traffic by 20%. You help to decrease the cost. You increase revenue or you increase productivity by a certain percentage. And there's also, of course, process improvements. With a couple of jobs ago, the period of time that we have for reporting the books was the 21st of the next month. So let's say that the period ending was April. By the 21st of May, we had to report the books. Now I brought that period down by 10 days. So now we are able to report it by the 11th of the next month. That's a huge improvement and companies are looking for that. And you need to make sure that you can quantify them as well. Like, how did you do it? What have you achieved? Your manager and companies out there, they're always looking for results and achievements. And the more you can achieve, the more you will get in your pay rises as well. Now, to make this practical to your life, I want you to think of three key achievements for every role that you had so far. And I want you to add them to your CV. So again, make sure it's quantifiable, you're confident that you deliver that, and put it on your CV. Now, really keep this in mind as well for future tasks and jobs to start to build achievements in every role that you have, because this is the ultimate way to get pay rises and get pay rises fast.